4.
Perhaps they are right. Perhaps I am mad, or jealous, or simply daft. My name is Quan, philosopher, scholar, traitor. I am the one who discovered Alendi, and I am the one who first proclaimed him to be the hero of ages. I am the one who started this all.
The body showed no overt wounds. It still lay where it had fallen. The other villagers had been afraid to move it. Its arms and legs were twisted in awkward positions, the dirt around it scuffed from pre-death thrashings. Sazed reached out, running his fingers along one of the marks. Though the soil here in the eastern dominance held far more clay than soil did in the north, it was still more black than it was brown. Ash falls came even this far south. Ashless soil, washed clean and fertilized, was a luxury used only for the ornamental plants of noble gardens. The rest of the world had to do what it could with untreated soil.
"You say that he was alone when he died?" Sazed asked, turning to the small cluster of villagers standing behind him.
A leather-skinned man nodded.
"Like I said, Master Terraceman, he was just standing there, no one else about. He paused, then he fell and wiggled on the ground for a bit. After that, he just stopped moving."
Sazed turned back to the corpse, studying the twisted muscles, the face locked in a mask of pain. Sazed had brought his medical coppermind, the metal armband wrapped around his upper right arm, and he reached into it with his mind, pulling out some of the memorized books he had stored therein. Yes, there were some diseases that killed with shakes and spasms. They rarely took a man so suddenly, but it sometimes happened. If it hadn't been for other circumstances, Sazed would have paid the death little heed.
"Please repeat to me again what you saw," Sazed asked.
The leather-skinned man at the front of the group, Tyr, paled slightly. He was in an odd position. His natural desire for notoriety would make him want to gossip about his experience. However, doing so could earn the distrust of his superstitious fellows.
"I was just passing by, Master Terraceman," Tyr said. "On the path 20 yards yon. I seen old Jed work in his field. A hard worker he was. Some of us took a break when the lords left, but old Jed just kept on. Guess he knew we'd be needing food for the winter, lords or no lords."
Tyr paused, then glanced to the side.
"I know what people say, Master Terraceman, but I seen what I seen. It was day when I passed, but there was mist in the valley here. It stopped me because I've never been out in the mist. My wife'll vouch me that. I was going to turn back, and then I seen old Jed. He was just working away as if he hadn't seen the mist. I was going to call out to him, but before I could, he just... Well, like I told you, I seen him standing there. Then he froze. The mist swirled about him a bit. Then he began to jerk and twist, like something really strong was holding him and shaking him. He fell. Didn't get up after that."
Still kneeling, Sazed looked back at the corpse. Tyr apparently had a reputation for tall tales. Yet the body was a chilling corroboration, not to mention Sazed's own experience several weeks before. Mist. During the day. Sazed stood, turning toward the villagers.
"Please fetch for me a shovel."
Nobody helped him dig the grave. It was slow, muggy work in the southern heat, which was strong despite the advent of autumn. The clay earth was difficult to move, but fortunately Sazed had a bit of extra stored-up strength inside a pewter mind, and he tapped it for help. He needed it, for he wasn't what one would call an athletic man. Tall and long-limbed, he had the build of a scholar, and still wore the colorful robes of a terrace steward. He also still kept his head shaved, after the manner of the station he had served in for the first 40-some years of his life. He didn't wear much of his jewelry now,
He didn't want to tempt highway bandits, but his earlobes were stretched out and pierced with numerous holes for earrings. Tapping strength from his pewter mind, enlarged his muscles slightly, giving him the build of a stronger man. Even with the extra strength, however, his steward's robes were stained with sweat and dirt by the time he finished digging. He rolled the body into the grave and stood quietly for a moment. The man had been a dedicated farmer. Sazed searched through his religion's copper mind for an appropriate theology. He started with an index, one of the many that he had created. When he had located an appropriate religion, he pulled free detailed memories about its practices. The writings entered his mind as fresh as when he had just finished memorizing them. They would fade with time, like all memories. However, he intended to place them back in the copper mind long before that happened. It was the way of the Keeper, the method by which his people retained enormous wealths of information. This day, the memories he selected were of the Haddah, a southern religion with an agricultural deity. Like most religions which had been oppressed during the time of the Lord Ruler, the Haddah faith was 1,000 years extinct. Following the dictates of the Haddah funeral ceremony, Sazed walked over to a nearby tree, or at least one of the shrub-like plants that passed for trees in this area. He broke off a long branch, the peasants watching him curiously, and carried it back to the grave. He stooped down and drove it into the dirt at the bottom of the hole, just beside the corpse's head. Then he stood and began to shovel dirt back into the grave. The peasants watched him with dull eyes. "So depressed," Sazed thought. The Eastern Dominance was the most chaotic and unsettled of the 5 inner dominances. The only men in this crowd were well past their prime. The press gangs had done their work efficiently. The husbands and fathers of this village were likely dead on some battlefield that no longer mattered. It was hard to believe that anything could actually be worse than the Lord Ruler's oppression. Sazed told himself that these people's pain would pass, that they would someday know prosperity because of what he and the others had done. Yet he had seen farmers forced to slaughter each other, had seen children starve because some despot had requisitioned a village's entire food supply. He had seen thieves kill freely because the Lord Ruler's troops no longer patrolled the canals. He had seen chaos, death, hatred, and disorder. And he couldn't help but acknowledge that he was partially to blame. He continued to refill the hole. He had been trained as a scholar and a domestic attendant. He was a Terraceman steward, the most useful, most expensive, and most prestigious of servants in the Final Empire. That meant almost nothing now. He'd never dug a grave, but he did his best, trying to be reverent as he piled dirt on the corpse. Surprisingly, about halfway through the process, the peasants began to help him, pushing dirt from the pile into the hole. "Perhaps there is hope for these yet," Sazed thought, thankfully letting one of the others take his shovel and finish the work. When they were done, the very tip of the Haddah branch breached the dirt at the head of the grave.
"Why'd you do that?" Tyr asked, nodding to the branch.
Sazed smiled.
"It is a religious ceremony, Goodman Tyr. If you please, there is a prayer that should accompany it."
"A prayer? Something from the Steel Ministry?"
Sazed shook his head.
"No, my friend. It is a prayer from a previous time. A time before the Lord Ruler."
The peasants eyed each other, frowning. Tyr just rubbed his wrinkled chin. They all remained quiet, however, as Sazed said a short Haddah prayer. When he finished, he turned toward the peasants.
"It was known as the religion of Haddah. Some of your ancestors might have followed it, I think. If any of you wish, I can teach you of its precepts."
The assembled crowd stood quietly. There weren't many of them, 2 dozen or so, mostly middle-aged women and a few older men. There was a single young man with a club leg. Sazed was surprised that he'd lived so long on a plantation. Most lords killed invalids to keep them from draining resources.
"When is the Lord Ruler coming back?" asked a woman.
"I do not believe that he will," Sazed said.
"Why did he abandon us?"
"It is a time of change," Sazed said. "Perhaps it is also time to learn of other truths, other ways."
The group of people shuffled quietly. Sazed sighed quietly. These people associated faith with the steel ministry and its obligators. Religion wasn't something that Ska worried about, save perhaps to avoid it when possible.
"The keepers spent 1,000 years gathering and memorizing the dying religions of the world," Sazed thought. "Who would have thought that now, with the Lord Ruler gone, people wouldn't care enough to want what they'd lost?"
Yet he found it hard to think ill of these people. They were struggling to survive, their already harsh world suddenly made unpredictable. They were tired. Was it any wonder that talk of beliefs long forgotten failed to interest them?
"Come," Sazed said, turning toward the village. "There are other things, more practical things, that I can teach you."